Earlier this month, when fire ripped through a rural area east of Perth, it was a reminder of the threat that bushfires can pose. All forms of bushfire management or mitigation come with costs and risks. In the southwest of Western Australia, there are concerns from scientists, members of the public and traditional owners that the system of controlled burns or hazard reduction is also affecting the environment. And as Fiona Pepper reports, they want the state government to reconsider the policy ahead of next month's state election.
So a helicopter's just flown overhead. They're dropping off incendiaries.
They're probably just having a conversation now about the ignition pattern.
As the crew prepare to drop fire from the air, officials from the Department of Parks and Wildlife are keeping watch from the perimeter. Today's task is to burn a 700-hectare block of native trees near Manjima, about 300 kilometres south of Perth. Luke Bentley is the department's regional manager.
Undertaking this burn has been really important to make sure that we've got some younger fuels in the landscape to protect Manjimup and to protect the surrounding communities and infrastructure. And it gives our firefighters the best chance if we do get a fire start in the area. The younger fuels allow us the best opportunity to get around that fire and to extinguish it and contain it.
For more than two decades, the department burns 200,000 hectares each year in the southwest of the state. And not everyone is happy about the program.
The biodiversity of the southwest, it is significant. It is one of the most diverse areas on this planet, and that's why it's been recognised as an international biodiversity hotspot.
Dr. Joanna Young is a botanist and farmer.
There's this thing now that it's fuel and it's not habitat. It's fuel. Burn everything and it will make it more resilient.
In November 2019, the department conducted an 8,000-hectare prescribed burn in Dembarka, about 40 kilometres north of the town of Denmark. It sits in the middle of the Warpole Wilderness area and the southwest biodiversity hotspot. During this burn, an ecologically significant peat swamp was destroyed.
So this is not a one-off. Every year where there's been these large block prescribed burns, many in the centre of the Warpole Wilderness, long way away from towns, we're seeing scenes like this. That is looking really just a sight of, well, it's a mess.
Despite lobbying from community members and scientists to scrap the prescribed burn target, Western Australia's Environment Minister Stephen Dawson seems reluctant to change the policy.
I have nightmares, essentially, of having fires like the eastern states did, and so I'm very supportive of the prescribed burning program that my department does.
Yet the minister says he is taking on board the concerns raised with his department.
It is about balance. I've got to take on board the concerns of community. I've got to continue to get elected at election time, so I'm very alive to the views of the community.
But botanist Joanna Young argues that there is currently a lack of nuance in this debate.
The fear factor is throwing you, you know, that if we don't burn all the bush and all the national park, community's going to be lost. Well, really, that is a very simplistic argument against what we're trying to say.
That's botanist Joanna Young ending that report by Fiona Pepper, and you can see more of that story on Landline on ABC TV this weekend.